the Braille snail, Amy, has been wielding her can opener again, and there are worms creeping out everywhere. Her latest one has been on the things that disabled people are entitled to and whether or not it's right to take them up just because you're entitled to them, regardless of whether you actually need them. And I think this is quite an interesting topic, and it's going to be intriguing to see what other people come up with on it. On some of the ones that Amy mentions, blue badges and using disabled parking bays. Well, I have a blue badge. I've had one for quite a while now. I have to say, I feel that I'm more justified using it now that I have a guide dog, and not a small guide dog at that. A guide dog who actually does genuinely need space to get out of a car and into it again. And if you're in tightly packed spaces, that doesn't work. Now, I realise that, you know, maybe there's an argument that lots of people have dogs and how do they cope with that? Well, a lot of their dogs would probably travel in the boot. Vance usually travels in the car cabin with me, for want of a better word. And equally, he's a mobility aid. And I think whilst I would understand the argument that, that, you know, anybody with a dog would just have to work this out, but he's not any old dog, and he's, you know, it's important that he's with me all the time. And if I, you know, if I'm getting out of the car at a parking space, then it wouldn't be right to, you know, to have to get out in the middle of a road or whatever it is before the car goes into the space. I think that would all be quite difficult. I mean, obviously we do have to do it sometimes, but I think in general that is justified. I am disinclined to use it where such spaces are limited, or where spaces are wide anyway. You know, I am sensitive to this, and don't use it for the sake of using it. But I do think it is justified in some circumstances. Think of what the other ones were that Amy mentioned. Amy also mentioned the bus pass, for those of us in England, the English concessionary bus scheme pass, which gives, well, it can give all sorts of access on a local level, but on a national level, it gives free travel on local buses between 9:30 in the morning and 11 o'clock at night. And Amy makes, puts a point that trains are a lot easier and could she not have a train pass instead? Those of us in London are lucky enough to have access to the Freedom Pass system, which does give us access to trains and tubes and buses and trams and money off riverboat services. And money off the new cable car as well in London, not much. I think that's an interesting question. I'd be interested to hear what other people come back with on that and how people use the their bus passes and you know whether this is something that they use a reasonable amount and think is quite valuable to them or not. I can't remember the first thing that Amy mentioned. I will go back and listen to her boo in just a second. But some more that I can think of. Half-price TV licences. And I think that's pretty fair, actually. You know, I think if you aren't getting the whole service, and particularly these days where there are a lot of menu-driven services and things which are more difficult to access unless you have a newfangled speaking television of some kind, which, of course, then costs additional money, I think it's probably fair that that there is a reduced amount to pay for the TV licence. There is also, I don't know if everybody who works has taken advantage of this, but there is actually an additional tax allowance for people who are visually impaired. And I think, along with the disability living allowance as it currently stands, the idea behind that is that there are additional expenses that disabled people incur, and that in a way is designed to help compensate for that. Right, I'm just going to go back and listen to Amy's Boo, be back in a tick. Ah, the good old radar key. That was it. Half the public, I'm sure, think that this is some kind of lightsaber-like device where we magically gain special disability benefits or whatever it happens to be, benefits with a small b, that is, with this special key. It unlocks magical entitlements, whereas actually it is a huge clunky key which is used to, and the proper name for it is the National Key Scheme. It's run by I can't remember their full name. What are they? Well, basically, a charity called whose acronym is RADAR. I think it's something like the Royal Association Disabled something or other. I can't remember exactly. And loads of toilets are fitted with these things. The idea is that it means that other people don't use them and that they are free when somebody who needs them comes along. I have to say, as a radar key wielding person, and rather linked to what I said about the blue badge, I think that use of the toilet, of disabled toilets, is justified by a number of points. First of all, as a guide dog owner, and again with a large guide dog, there is no way on earth that Vance would fit in a normal cubicle with me. So I therefore have the choice within normal toilets of trailing the lead under the door and leaving him outside it, probably blocking the way for other people, or leave him wandering around in the wash basin area, which is interesting. I've done it before, it elicits an interesting response among people coming into the toilet, or were still coming out of the cubicle to find a big German Shepherd looking at them. But it's probably not the best way of doing things. The other thing is, you know, as a visually impaired person, there's a practical point here. One ends up, without wanting to be too graphic about it, feeling one's way around toilets. And particularly in gentlemen's toilets, where there are urinals and things, one doesn't really want to throw one's hand around them and things. So having a disabled toilet gives you a little more dignity and allows you to stay a little bit more clean. And the final point is, I think, that often disabled toilets are so much easier to find in places. In restaurants and things, they're often on the main floor. You don't have to go up or down other steps and find your way around corridors if you're having to do it independently. And in railway stations and places, they're usually in fairly strategic locations, relatively easy to find. So I have to say, I think I am entirely justified in using a disabled toilet. I think, you know, there are a whole range of people. I think, you know, in some ways, actually, they have the wrong name and they have the wrong symbol on them. They are accessible toilets for anybody who needs something which is slightly more accessible than the usual run-of-the-mill, bog-standard toilet. Anyway, those are my thoughts, my personal thoughts on those aspects. I'd be interested to know how other people follow up to Amy's Boo before she slams the lid of the can back on, having stuffed all the worms back inside, and puts it away back in the cupboard again.